This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is declining to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities with both Republican and Democratic leaders, told Senator McConnell and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives in February. That legislation calls for background checks for all gun purchasers and would extend the waiting period for gun transactions from 3 to 10 days when instant checks raise questions about would-be buyers. In the meantime, shoppers at a Walmart in Missouri got a scare yesterday. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Just 5 days after a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart left 22 people dead, panicked shoppers ran for cover at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri Thursday afternoon when an armed man wearing body armor entered the store. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told the Springfield News Leader an off-duty firefighter held the suspect, a 20-year-old man, at gunpoint until police arrived. Lucas said the suspect was carrying a tactical rifle and another gun and had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. The incident was resolved with no shots being fired. I'm Mike Rossi.
Dozens of immigrant workers were released today after federal agents arrested 680 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in Mississippi on Wednesday, the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years. During a Thursday news conference, officials from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations and the U.S. Attorney's Office said that more than 300 people had been released by Thursday morning on humanitarian grounds, including pregnant women and juveniles. The operation had been planned for about a year. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday designated China as a currency manipulator, claiming that China has been deliberately devaluing the Chinese yuan to gain an advantage on international trade. Stephen A. Orlins, the president of the National Committee on United States-China Relations, is critical over the accusation.
Chinese investment into the United States has fallen off a cliff. And that's bad. It's bad for U.S.-China economic relations. It's also bad for the American people.
He said trade in and of itself is something far beyond simply buying and selling.
You know, if I sell something to you or you buy something from me, you do it and then you kind of go home. But when you invest, it's like you get married. You got to stay there. You got to make it work. You got to build a relationship with your workers, build a relationship with the managers. And it becomes a way of building constructive relations. So not only does it have positive economic effects, it has positive people-to-people effects.
Regarding currency manipulation, a report on exchange rate policies issued by the U.S. Treasury Department at the end of May claims that direct intervention by the People's Bank of China in 2018 was limited. India is easing restrictions Friday in Kashmir to allow the Muslim-majority population to attend Friday prayers. The disputed region has been in an unprecedented 5-day lockdown, depriving the region of any communications access. Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. In an address made on television and radio on Thursday, Modi defended revoking the constitutional provision under which Kashmir could make its own laws. Changes are coming at the top of the Office of National Intelligence. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump names Joseph McGuire, the nation's top counterterrorism official, as acting National Intelligence Director, part of a leadership shakeup at the agency that oversees 17 U.S. spy agencies. McGuire, who takes over for Dan Coats, now has to find a replacement for the agency's second-in-command, Sue Gordon, who will take her more than 30 years in intelligence service out the door the same day Coats is leaving, the 15th of this month. House Intelligence Committee Chairman California Democrat Adam Schiff says their departures are a devastating loss to the intelligence community. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In Zimbabwe, the president's son, a former first lady, and 24 other prominent politicians are accused of abusing their positions to acquire loans without collateral from a leading bank in the southern African country. Commercial Bank of Zimbabwe is assuming debt totaling at least $160 million. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
A VOA1.